Proclamation number 7611, dated the May 30th, 1960. Separation of the spirits. The end of an earthly period. The path as a human being through earthly life is the once fallen original spirit's last phase of development on this earth. It is the conclusion of the time this spirit was granted for its higher development. It is the conclusion of the period of time during which the original spirit is able to attain perfection again if it makes good use of the last phase, the stage as a human being, if it turns its will in the right direction during this time. Thus it is able to achieve its goal of entering the kingdom, from whence it originated, in a completely spiritualized state again. It is able to return to the light, to the primary source of eternity, to the Father, from whom it formerly emerged as his living creation. But although this earthly life is short, compared to the infinitely long period of time of preliminary development, the great risk nevertheless exists that the human being will misuse it all again, that he will not strive to attain his perfection but descend into the abyss again. And since this is his free will, he cannot be prevented from doing so, just as he, vice versa, cannot be forced to turn his will correctly. Hence it is a matter of testing his will for the second time, and he has to pass this test as a human being or his course through earthly life will have been unsuccessful, which might also result in a renewed banishment into matter if he is not granted the last grace to gradually ascend in the kingdom of the beyond under far more difficult conditions than on earth. This possibility still exists for as long as the earthly period has not yet been concluded, because the realm of the beyond is still open to the souls which depart from this earth in an immature state. Yet the gates to the beyond will close as soon as this period of salvation comes to an end and a new one starts again. For the end of an old era also means the complete separation of the spirits. It means a reintegration of all spirits into external covers or creations which correspond to their degree of maturity. And for the purpose of a renewed banishment, hell will also spew out everything during the last days, then every possibility to advance further in the kingdom of the beyond will also be over, on account of which considerable redemptive work is still carried out in order to still save souls from below from a repeated banishment into matter. Substantial sifting will take place in the beyond and on earth. And if people on earth would consider how far they have already progressed and how near they are to attaining their perfection, they would truly muster all their strength in order to still make good use of the time they have left until the end. Yet no matter what is said to them, they take nothing seriously. They don't use the time in order to reach their goal, and the last grace of their embodiment as a human being is passing them by ineffectively. For even all other means of grace bestowed upon them during this time are either not accepted or used incorrectly, and an infinitely long process of development is coming to an end without having reached the right outcome for the human soul, for the once fallen original spirit, which is intended to return to God. However, people can only be admonished and warned, and that happens to a large extent through the divine word which God's greater than great love conveys from above to people on earth as an exceptional means of grace. And all people will be addressed by it and need only open their heart and ears in order to feel the strength of the divine word and to assuredly ascend. Thus every human being has the option to obtain strength for himself. He only has to be of good will and strive to fulfill the purpose of his earthly life. He must live the short time until the end of his life consciously. He must want to comply with the will of the one who had given him his life. He must hand himself over to him and appeal to him for strength and grace. Then he will also reach his goal, for this appeal will always be granted to him, and God will bless everyone who turns to him for strength and grace, and his earthly path will not have been in vain. Amen.